So I have no idea if you can even hear me. Or if you hear the music. This is all very confusing. Like, is the music coming through really clearly, like it's being routed that way? Or are you just hearing it coming out of the speaker? Like, it's coming out of the phone speaker. Very faint music. Okay, yeah. Like, music is coming out of the, like, hold it up to your ear speaker, not the... And I still have Bluetooth music control. And now it won't play at all. Well, I'm holding the phone up to my face. We're on Wi-Fi right now because I'm sitting in the garage at home. Turns out the iPad normally renews on the 6th of the month. So I really don't know what the fuck happened. Maybe the payment failed to go through. And I can't seem to get logged into their website. So, you know, we'll stream off the phone for a bit. And then, but I probably won't stream the whole way in. And then I'll try to get, I tried logging in and couldn't get logged in. So, fucking, I don't know. Pulling out of my garage, and there's a car sitting on the side of the house, rolling by real slow. Like they're up to no fucking good. Like they drove away as soon as I started backing out. And now I'm passing them. Let's see if they follow me. See if they follow me. Increase that data pool to account for what I do on that iPad. That's because I'm paying $30 a month for that iPad right now, and the only thing I use it for is talking to y'all. The screen on the iPad is cracked, as I'm sure most of you are aware. That crack has not gotten any worse. And the iPad is still plenty usable if you're just looking at it dead on. It sounds like what they're going to put out another iPad. Well, hey, it sounds like they're going to put out another iPad this year. Yeah, no shit. I don't think I'm going to get another iPad. I don't think I need one. And, you know, as long as this one is, you know, as long as I'm able to, you know, stream it up. Streamy. I don't really need that. And if that iPad were to blow up or, you know, like stop working, like, you know, we'd be streaming out of the phone like this, which I can't live like this, because it means I can't listen to any of the music that's on the phone, or any of that stuff. So it's, this is a bad solution, which is, you know, part of the reason why I don't necessarily want to stream the whole way. You know, whatever, satellite radio is fine, but a man has to have options when it comes to music. I think I could, I think I could probably, like, play music on the phone if it wasn't, but it's like, it's, you know, I'm trying to connect it up via Bluetooth to play music out of the car speakers, and that doesn't happen because it's kind of all or nothing with the Bluetooth, so it's, weird. It's all fucking weird. Yeah, I know Mixler broadcasting can happen in the background, but it's like there's a if there's a way to make it all go and make it all work, then that'd be great. But I've been unable to, like, the few times that I have tried that, it hasn't worked. So, I don't know. I have some older Samsung Galaxy. And I have an Amazon Fire phone. I wonder if I could get data-only plans. I wonder if there's, a way to just, slightly migrate this iPad data plan over to one of those. Like, in the event that the iPad exploded, you know? And just run the stream there, that way. Secret tethers. Yeah, secret tethers. Huh. I wonder. I mean, yeah, I actually could tether the iPad to this phone and do it that way. And then that would just be data, and then theoretically the music would still play normally. I wonder if the Mixler app would have different expectations for bandwidth if it was connected via Wi-Fi, if it would be suddenly trying to go much harder, because it would assume that it would not be in a limited bandwidth environment. But both the iPad and the phone are both Verizon, so I don't think it would be any difference in terms of signal strength. Well, I'm already driving a car, so that's not going to happen today. The license plate on this Lincoln Navigator says Lavigator. Or maybe it's Lavigator, which would be pretty cool. Fucking volcanic fucking alligators. trying out some new scheduling stuff today. I have some occasional video calls, some video meetings. Some Skype business, some Google Hangouts with the East Coast team and stuff like that. So today tried having that earlier before I leave the house instead of having it in like the middle of the day or like the end of their day, and you know, trying to figure out what's the best time to schedule that stuff in, and it seems like that'll work out. You know, it'll be me leaving a bit later in the morning on some days of the week, but that'll be cool. Maybe I'll miss a little bit of traffic in the process and have that hour, you know, half hour, whatever it ends up being, you know, at the beginning of the day instead of breaking up in the middle, you know, which is oftentimes when we're trying to shoot stuff and all that. So I'm trying to be smarter about the parts of our schedule that we can control. There are obviously going to be parts of it where we can't control. We're like, I think the New York office didn't have any internet yesterday for some fucking random reason. So to do that division stream, originally the plan was that they, Alex and Austin, were going to be in the office out there to play, and then it became clear, like, oh, this, there's no internet here, and it's not coming back. Someone's gonna have to come out and look at it and poke at it with a stick for a while. So they both raced home. We pushed the stream back half an hour to accommodate them, you know, like, to make sure that they could get home, and then did it. And now I guess the internet there's back on, so that shit just sucks. It's just like, nothing is, why isn't, technology needs to be better? I don't know. It's, that's my solution. Technology should be better. What do you think? But I guess that's the thing. Like, the, I feel like on some level, what we're all using the internet for these days is still kind of out there on the edge. If you think about the internet in terms of, like, the internet is a mainstream concept, like, how long has it really been? You know, what was it, like, 98 was the year that e-commerce took off, electronic commerce, buying things over the internet. Like, people finally got to a point where they're like, okay, I'll enter my credit card into this thing. Like, I was doing it before that, but, you know, that's, as with a lot of things, it takes a long time for that stuff to get some kind of mainstream acceptance. You know, it's like, YouTube's obviously huge, but for watching videos, you know, the making of them is not happening at a rate. It's like, Meerkat, which is the Periscope-like app that was not Periscope and thus not owned by Twitter and kind of was hot for about 4 days, and then Periscope came out and they were like, oh, we're owned by Twitter. You can just log in with Twitter. It's just Twitter. And it's a lot easier for your followers to do all that. It's like, oh, well, great. Let's just use that instead. And Meerkat seemed like it was just gone overnight. Like, they had something recently, earlier this week, late last week, or something like that, that was like, hey, we're pivoting away from this live streaming platform and trying to become more of a social network. And their reasoning was like, hey, for most people, like, most people don't want to fucking run a live stream from their phone, or if they do, no one's going to watch it. Like most, for most people, they don't need that. And it's, you know, it's like a good reminder that, like, some of us, myself certainly included, have very strange fucking lives. Where, like, that, like, oh, it's a, yeah, so live stream, another, good, another live streaming platform. Like, okay, good, I'll try this out and see if it's better than the one I'm currently using and blah, blah. Like, that's kind of insane. Or I mean, it's like a fucking edge case, right? It's not, most people don't need to do that. Everyone should be able to. Absolutely. And, you know, I think there are enough platforms out there, and Periscope is, you know. But, like, yeah, you know, I don't. How many people are on Periscope on a regular basis with, like, a lot of viewers or whatever? Or, like, the fucking weird situation that is, like, Dan Reichert becoming huge on Periscope from just, like, live streaming stupid shit. And somehow getting featured in that ecosystem or whatever, and getting a bunch of Periscope followers. It's, yeah, I don't know. It's so, you know, like real, like them kind of coming and saying, like, hey, it's not necessarily that, like, Periscope fucking came along and sucked up all the people and all the juice that we would have gotten by being this mobile live stream app. Like, though I'm sure that's certainly part of it. But also this notion that, like, yeah, for the average person, like, what do they, you know, if they want to be live, it's to one other person. It's to FaceTime. It's to Skype. It's a video call. It's, you know, they want some kind of privacy. It's a one-to-one or one-to-few, or, you know, like a group broadcast, a Google Hangout. And maybe the average person doesn't have as much use for, like, hey, I'm going to put this thing out there and be out hard, public, doing it. But yes, no, that's, I'm doing stuff is fun. Exactly right. Doing stuff is fun. And more people should do stuff. And you know, the platforms make it easier for people to do stuff and to gain an audience and make it useful and all that other stuff. I think, but, you know, it's I think there are a lot of people out there that don't necessarily know about a lot of that stuff, or they do know and they're like, I don't want to put, I'm not interested in putting myself out there like that. Like, there's a lot of people that just don't want to do that. I think that's one of those things that, like, you know, is maybe the hard thing for Twitter in a weird way, where, like, a lot of, you know, I have friends that are not, you know, that are don't work in any kind of technology, anything, and all that sort of stuff. And they all have Facebook accounts, and they go and they like things from radio stations, and they want to talk about the politics, and, you know, like, all the shit that you see people doing on Facebook. And at one point I was trying to tell them, like, hey, Twitter is, you should just sign up for Twitter. And they looked at it and they were like, why? Why would I, you know, like, I don't, why do I want to say stuff publicly? Like, I don't give a shit. Like, no, okay, yeah. And it's like, I think that's, I wonder how many accounts are out there that have, like, never tweeted or tweeted, like, twice, that are just like, I don't know, I created it so I could follow some people, and That's it. I just wanted to follow a few people that I know or a few people that are famous or, you know, like, oh, Oprah said I should follow her on Twitter and now here I am, or, you know, Ellen DeGeneres or Jimmy Fallon, you know, it's like whatever celebrities that have done their big, hey, I'm on Twitter now, you know, thing. And I'm sure that drove a lot of signups from people who probably don't actually use the service that frequently, if any, you know, if at all. So that's fine. I mean, you know, like, the different platforms shouldn't try to serve everybody, even though that's what they must do, is try to serve everyone. Yeah, a news aggregator. That's, I mean, yeah, I used to use an RSS reader. I used to subscribe to RSS feeds. And I subscribed to, like, a lot of different video game news site RSS feeds, you know, in, like, 2008. And then I was spending, like, half my day just spacebarring through these feeds and seeing the exact same stories written the exact same way across four different websites. And I was like, this is fucking terrible. Now it's like, I don't even, you know, I don't need to look at video game websites. It's great. Because anything that, like, is happening of note is going to make it to Twitter. And I don't even follow any websites on Twitter. Follow some of the people who write for those sites and stuff. And, you know, it's like, when stuff gets out there, it'll be out there. You'll be like, oh, huh, okay. Yes, if you want the latest on Idolmaster, Twitter is for you. I think that's the thing that's hard for, and it's why you probably, you know, part of why you see video game websites branching out so hard. Or writing fucking terrible headlines. Writing headlines that are like, find out when the beta launches. Like, put the fucking date in the headline. Fuck you. I hate that shit. And I get why they do it. You know, they're like, oh, well, you know, like, if the headline has all the news in it, why would anyone click on our website? And it's like, exactly, yeah, you should probably find a way to do that. And then the solution was not put the information in the headline. As opposed to, like, you know, like, let's come up with other content that people might want to come for. Everyone went the other way with it, and that's where we're at. But also, you know, I wonder, I'm sure there are some people out there that want to follow every bit of video game news, but I'm not that person, and I think a lot of people are not that person anymore, where, like, there's so much, if you had no filter, and you just wanted to report video game news, yeah, you could bury a website in meaningless shit. There's a zillion Kickstarters every day for games that'll probably never happen. There's a fucking thousand iOS games that launch. There's a ton of games that'll get, like, announced that, you know, of like varying levels of interest and quality. A ton of, like, $2 games release on Steam every day, it seems like. Like, here's, like, we're porting phone games to PC. Go! Like, you could, you know, if that was the grind you wanted to handle, like, you could do it. You could fill a page with video game news, but no one wants to read any of that shit. And so that, I mean, that was, I don't know, that was the thing, like, it was partially by necessity, but also just, like, for me, it was, like, just a certain level of disgust with things with video games. It was like, hey, let's, try to, like, provide a filter and try to actually, like, let's bring stuff that we think is relevant to people. And skip the rest. And you know what? No one's noticed that we haven't run a trailer for a video game on the site in months. I think the last video game trailer we put up on the website was probably that fucking Pac-Man thing, right? I don't watch video game trailers. You know, if something gets announced, if there's, like, a new announcement, I'll look at that. But I get emails all day long that are like, hey, we got the latest trailer for the live-action short for our game, or this, you know, blah, blah, you know, here's the DLC trailer for the DLC that's coming out. And I'm just like, fucking, the sentence I just read tells me what I need to know. Can you assign outside videos to games on the wiki? I want to do that. I actually want to do exactly that. I want to build a whole system for user submission of external links to videos. Or yes, post the trailers 15 years later. That's the other option. Is wrap it back around in a historical context. We're just building a backlog for game tapes at this point. But you know, yeah, I just, you know, a lot of video game trailers are not that interesting. But yeah, if we had external videos, like, there's a specific way I would want to do it. I would want to build a lot of user voting around it. Or user moderation type stuff of, like, hey, anyone can submit a link, but we need maybe, like, a trusted user to give it a thumbs up, or it needs to get this many thumbs ups before it appears in this list, and... or if it's, you know, so if someone uploads a total bullshit, because I wouldn't just want official videos. I would want, like, hey, you know, we want videos of people, there's video out there of people playing fucking the ZX Spectrum version of Space Harrier 2 or something. It's like, well, I that would be cool to have that, cataloged in a way that was meaningful. And so I would want to build it like, I want to build it where people can just submit URLs from, like, YouTube, Vimeo, you know, whatever the different, services are that would be meaningful to have there, and just let people post stuff and, you know, put some categories in place so people can say, like, hey, this is an official trailer. This is like let's play style content, or, you know, with commentary, without commentary, or, you know, like provide those sorts of filters for people, and then just add some voting to it. So, you know, in some reporting or something. So if someone uploads something that is clearly not of that game, then it can get flagged and removed. I would love to do that. But, you know, like, we want to redesign the nav. And we have, like, wireframes from, like, last year of like, a full redesign of like, the top nav bar. And I have no idea when that'll get looked at again. They're rewriting the wiki right now. Like, all the underlying stuff is getting redone. And that answers the question. I'm stuck in traffic, so I can occasionally glance at my phone because we're not really moving. I shouldn't be. But yeah, the underlying framework of the wiki is getting rewritten to fix some long-standing issues with the wiki. And along with that, there should be room for new development, kind of once the baseline is corrected. And Will in engineering has been working on that pretty hard for a while. It's something that'll come to Comic Con first. They're kind of testing it all there. But yeah, you know, that's the sort of stuff that, like, a lot of the scoring for wiki points will kind of get fixed along the way with that stuff, and it'll open the door for us to do stuff like, you know, and this is, you know, at this point, like, we're talking, this will be past E3, well past E3 before we're looking at any of this stuff on Giant Bomb, I'm sure. And then, you know, at some point, these just become 2017 plans, right? I mean, it's the sort of stuff that takes time. But yeah, you know, it opens the door for us to at least start to consider, like, bounties or the idea of, like, flagging a page and saying, like, hey, this needs attention. And that sort of stuff, so. It's a long haul, but things are moving, which is good. Yeah, we manually tag content to the wiki pages, like the filed under stuff that appears at the bottom of news stories and podcasts and, you know, videos and all that sort of stuff. That's all done by us on the back end. And there are probably more ways we could surface that information, like in a, you know, because there's more information that we store on the back end that we don't surface right now. Like, who's in a video is something we store but don't surface. Though that data starts maybe like a year and a half back, so a lot of the back catalog is not tagged that way. But yeah, we just have a search box on the form on the back end that is the exact same as the site search drop-down stuff, so. But yeah, I don't know if we'll actually surface any of that stuff or not. You know, it'd be nice to, but you know, like I said, there are a lot of projects in the pipeline and all that stuff takes time. Started to rain. I think I'm gonna take off. I think I'm gonna go. I'm coming up on San Francisco here, and yeah, I'm gonna try and conserve some amount of my phone data here, and figure out. I don't know if I'll have time today, but I have to fucking
I got to figure out this fucking iPad data situation. So, yes, that's... Maintain your wiggle status. Have, you know, get out there into New York and do your jumping jacks. Whatever you need to do to get through the day. We're going to record a UFC 2 quick look today, I think. Which would, if we do, that'll probably be up tonight, late. I think that's when that can run. And then I'm going to continue to chip away at the division in hopes of getting a review done this week. But I still have a lot to play, I think. We shall see. Anyway, yeah, I'll see you. Have a grand day.